Welcome to the podcast.
This is Toast.
And this is Sienna.
And you're listening to episode number 94.
Six away from cake.
Of the Girl Meets Girl podcast.
Okay, so today we actually are changing the topic from what we intended because, as some of you might know through my Facebook post, we've been battling some challenges with our internet provider. So we didn't have internet and we were just going crazy. And then we had internet and we were so happy. And then as of right now, when we're recording this podcast, we don't have internet. So we had a lot of notes and such on that. So we were going to talk about facts and benefits of going vegetarian, but instead we're going to wing it and talk about some kitchen strategies.
Yeah, staples to have in the kitchen, yeah. Strategies for when you're out in the wild trying to forage for your plants.
For your meal.
You know, in the supermarket, stuff like that.
All right.
Okay. And of course, this is continuing our little series on vegetarian stuff during this month of April. Okay, in that vein, just wanted to remind everybody, we still have the April contest going for a vegan guitar strap made by Couch Guitar Straps. And I didn't know, but they're located right here in California. The Couch Guitar Strap is worth $45. It is courtesy of Humanitaire, which is...
I love them.
Yeah. Is it cruelty-free shopping?
Yes. Vegan and cruelty-free shopping.
Kind to both humans and animals.
Right. So it's sweatshop-free. They have vegan shoes. And
Their website,
tees, it's shophumanitaire.com.
And Humanitaire is spelled Humanitaire.
Were you seeing it in your head?
Humanitaire.com. Sure, I was trying hard.
Yeah.
Okay. So how you enter that contest is you just write a review or just comment about the podcast on some place on the internet that other people can see, whether it's iTunes or a blog post or a forum. Send us a screenshot. If you don't know how to send us a screenshot, that's okay. You can just
email us.
You can just email us at mail, M-A-I-L, at girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com. And we're going to draw a winner in the next episode, last episode of the month.
Is it really? Oh, wow.
Okay. On to some announcements.
Okay. Okay. So we had an avid podcast listener. Her name is Alyssa, and some of you might remember her. She had won one of the contests way back when, and she won some Stella and Chewy's dehydrated raw food for her cats. And she listens every now and then, but not... She is actually working on her master's degree. This girl is busy. She told us about a project that she's involved in, and so we are going to talk just a little bit about that and share it with all of you.
So this project, it's a social event.
Yes.
Called Shambhala. And the website where you can find out more is Shambhala, L-A, as in Los Angeles, .com. Shambhala is spelled S-H-A-M-B-A-L-L-A-H. L-A.com.
Yeah.
Shambhala.com.
So it looks like Shambhalala.
Got it.
But it's like Shambhala. La. .com.
All right.
We'll have a link.
Basically, this is like a fair, like a consciousness fair. They're going to have vendors and performing and face painting with henna and performances by stuff like taiko drummers and kung fu artists and yoga. And, you know, I think you get the idea, right? Mm-hmm. Does that kind of paint the picture?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The food booths are like a juice bar.
Yeah.
Raw food, that kind of thing.
So it's alcohol and drug-free environment.
Right, right.
All ages are welcome.
And it is being held on Sunday, April 26th from 7 p.m. until 2 a.m.
2 a.m. Wow.
At the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and Highland Avenue at Level 3 Hollywood.
So it kind of sounds like that thing that Toast and I went to, the Conscious Life Expo, except kick it up like 10 notches.
Like a party.
Yeah.
Less commercial.
Yeah.
More,
yes, more
party.
Celebratory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a website.
Yeah.
Shambhala.
So check it out. And
.com.
Check it out. And you can buy tickets online.
Okay. And then next, we did want to acknowledge and send our
Our warm thoughts.
Yes, to Queen.
To Queen and
Queen and her Mittens. Family.
Yeah. Because her cat Mittens
passed away. Mittens was 16 and a half years old. So we say bravo to Queen and Kathy for taking such excellent care of your kitty, because that's an amazing age.
That's a nice long life.
Yeah.
For a cat.
So we send love and prayers to the family and to all the other animals that I'm sure are missing Mittens right now. But on a lighter note, if any of you are on Facebook, you might have seen that Queen created a tofu stir-fry dish.
That's
We're
right.
So proud of her. Yeah.
She wrote it in the comments for the past episode too.
Yeah. And she's actually, Queen has come a long way with just really getting her health just back in gear and having total control of just her journey to better and better and better health. So she's really very inspiring. And she left some great tips on the comments for episode number 93. So if you are interested in reading what she wrote about, check out the comments on episode 93. And she goes by the name of Queen.
And I think I like her philosophy.
Yeah. And she's normally like, you know, she was a strong meat eater and just allowed a lot of different things in her diet. And she's just really cleaned a lot up.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Yes.
Bravo.
Inspiring.
Yay.
Okay, so I guess we'll let that be our segue into the main topic, huh?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
A segue.
Some segue.
Okay, well, you know what? First of all, I wanted to just start off our little topic here by first saying that, you know, it's so important to know for yourself why you are choosing a vegetarian lifestyle or why you're choosing to eat less meat. If you are doing that, if you're doing it, it's really important to know why. Because that will help guide
the smaller
where
decisions,
you are
yeah.
in the spectrum
yeah.
of, you know, vegetarianism. Because for us, it really was due to the animals. Like we said, we saw the PETA video. And so that was undeniable for us. You know, it was mainly like, we can't have animals harmed because we want to eat meat.
That doesn't sit well with us.
Right.
Like, that's not going to... Yeah.
And we're just talking...
It just makes us hard.
And we're just talking for us, okay? Because we saw the PETA video. So that was our personal experience. So for Toast and myself, because of that reason, the why of going vegetarian, vegan... is it's so natural for us to be eliminating more and more animal products. It's natural because of our reason. So for those of you out there who are not doing it mainly because of animals, that may not be your path. And it's totally, totally fine. Some people just want to eat healthier. If you're one of those people who want to eat healthier, like what Anella posted in episode 90, in the comments for episode number 93, she's right. You know, meats are, they can be okay.
Yeah,
for some people.
Yeah, chicken is healthier.
You know, it's healthier than red meat.
Fish is healthier.
So if you're just if your why is because you just want to be healthier, you know, a step for you may be eating meat one time a day instead of your normal three times a day. And it is all about balance. And you may be choosing to continue eating meat, but choosing organic meats or meats without hormones or antibiotics mm-hmm. or corn-fed animals, free-range meats. Mm-hmm. These animals, the meat from these animals are less toxic because the animals are healthier mm-hmm. and they're living in a better environment. Mm-hmm. And so the meat that you actually take in is better for
cleaner.
You. Cleaner than just, you know, those
antibiotics and hormones.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you know. So if your reason is just is purely to be healthier, you know, you might want to consider that. And then some people are choosing to be more vegetarian and vegan because of green reasons for the planet. And so for those people, whatever you decide to do is helping.
Right.
Whatever little step or large step will help no matter what. But I think for those people, moving towards a more vegetarian, more vegan diet would probably be pretty ideal.
Yes.
So just really, while you go through this journey, if you're deciding to take it with us, just remember your reason. You know,
it helps clear up a lot of things, yeah.
It does, because you'll hear a lot from a lot of different people, but a lot of it might not apply to you because you have different reasons for going vegetarian, vegan, or even raw foodist.
Right. And I don't think, I mean, it can become such a complex subject because it affects, of course, it affects your health. It also affects the planet's health. It affects the economy. You know, there's so many different reasons. And of course, I don't think anybody's saying that, yeah, I'm anti-environment, so that's why I don't care.
No,
and I'm
going to,
it's just like, what is bugging you the most, I guess? what do you care about the most? And what's going to be your motivator? Maybe that's what we mean. You know?
And like, there's some people, you know, their life's mission, like part of their life is to work on a cure for cancer. And that's their thing in life, you know? So maybe they can't be bothered by working so much on their diet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like everyone has a different thing that they're doing
different
this
calling.
Lifetime.
Yeah.
You know? Although anti-cancer would be a healthier diet. Right. But anyways.
Yeah, see, everything is connected. That's why it gets to feel like it's complicated because everything is connected.
Right.
Like you said, I think everything, any little thing you choose does help in all those areas.
Yes, it does. It does.
Even if you're doing it just for the animals, it is helping your health too.
It is. But you have to know for yourself.
Okay.
Just personally for you. And I do have to say that if I didn't have such a strong connection to animals and I didn't really care, like, you know, that wasn't such a motivating factor for me.
If it didn't affect you like it does.
Yeah, if it didn't affect me so much, I would choose to eat healthier, but I probably would still eat meat.
Oh yeah,
honestly,
definitely.
I probably would.
Yeah,
like I'd choose a healthier kind of meat, but I probably still would. But at this point, it kind of freaks me out, so I don't. But so balance. Just remember balance.
Amen, Sister Fran. Yeah. Okay.
I think people need a break because I was just talking so much.
Let's give them a little break now.
Okay. Feeling much better.
Nice.
Yeah, that was really soothing.
Okay then. All right. So anyways, how should we take this? Should we take this from...
I don't know.
Because there's what makes it easy in the kitchen, right? Like staples to have on hand.
Mm-hmm.
Staple foods. And then there's things to keep in mind for like when you're out shopping. No?
Right. Yeah.
But you know my note.
I don't know. I didn't separate it.
Okay. Let's start with what's in the kitchen.
Okay. Well, you know, I think some of you had addressed some price concerns as far as things that are organic and all of that stuff. And you're so right. And I think it's so completely wrong that it's like that.
That organic costs more?
Costs so much more.
Well,
but...
I mean, wrong in the sense that it's unfortunate.
Yeah, because, you know, it makes it harder or more challenging for people on a tighter budget to
eat healthy.
To eat healthy.
Isn't that interesting?
And I think it's a conspiracy. But instead of me being all crazy acting, let's just move on. But no, the concerns are totally true. It's very valid that, you know, there's kind of a struggle, like, well, the organic costs this much more and whatnot. But I guess the thing is to just do your best with it. And if just do the best within your price range, you know, because even though if you're looking for whole wheat pasta and there's organic whole wheat pasta or just whole wheat pasta, buying the whole wheat pasta, the non-organic one, is still a step in the right direction if you've just been eating enriched white
pasta.
So just take the steps you can. Go slow. You know, just go slowly. And another good thing is to look for sales, because fortunately, a lot of the large market chains now are carrying more organic products, produce, and shelf items. So look for the sales, and that's when you can kind of stock up.
I think too, farmers markets.
Excellent.
You farmers know what markets though?
Are excellent.
Let me just acknowledge to the listeners, we're going bass backwards because we said we were going to start with staples. What's in the kitchen? And we're not. So
well, actually,
we'll just continue.
Actually, that's what I was. Well, I was getting to what was in the kitchen, which you should have pasta in the kitchen.
Okay.
That's what I was getting
at. You know what? We'll just mix it up.
Okay.
We just mix it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we're talking about pasta, and then now we're going to farmers markets. Is that okay?
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Mixing it up. Deja vu. Yeah. Didn't we just say that? Okay. So farmers markets. If you can look up farmers markets in your area. And you can get to them at the time and place that they're held at.
Do it.
It's an adventure. If you have never been to one before, you might feel a little out of place and awkward at first. We did when we first started going to our local farmer's market. What was it? 2.5 years ago or so? Longer, maybe. But now it's just part of where we shop. It's a routine stop. And it's great because it is a lot cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper. It's crazy.
A lot cheaper, okay?
And cheaper for organic, too.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And also, it's locally grown, so it's fresher.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just better.
Tastes
it's
better.
It's quality
for
a lower price. And I really also appreciate this, the direct personal interaction with the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
you know, there's no middleman. So it's just more... organic in the larger sense, just
but we also know that
way of relating.
Some of you don't live in areas where you know having a farmer's market is really an option, so we totally understand that too. So
but that's a
just do your shop where you can shop,
right.
So some of the great things. So now we're going back to the kitchen. We went to farmer's market. Now we're going back to the kitchen. Some of the really more inexpensive things that you can have on hand and. Now, again, these aren't things, okay, for any of you listeners who are strong vegan or strong raw foodists, this probably wouldn't be your section. We're talking more for people who are transitioning to a more vegetarian diet. So just keep that in mind. But anyways, some staples that you want to have that are not perishable in your kitchen... would be pasta. Pasta is relatively inexpensive. Brown rice and brown bread. And have that, just put the bread in your freezer. You can always just, whenever you're ready for a slice of bread, take 2 slices out and put it in the toaster. You can always do that. But a bread that we really enjoy when we do eat bread is a brand called Ezekiel.
And it's made with sprouted grains.
It's made with sprouted grains.
Not
so
with
it's healthier.
Flour.
Yeah, it's a lot healthier. And it's also cooked at low temperatures, so it has more nutrients in it. But that's a really good bread.
And it's fun to explore the different kinds of rice and the different kinds of grains.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of rice and lots of different grain. But these are just like kind of the staples just to have it on hand so you never feel deprived. You can always whip something up in your kitchen. And now here's cumin just sitting on my notes. But anyways, another staple that you can have, which would be perishable, would be some potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just buy a few every week.
Yes. And here's a note. You might notice that organic potatoes cost a lot.
Yes.
Like certain, it's interesting how certain plants that are organic cost way more than conventional. And others, the price difference is not so great. But potatoes, apparently, I guess it just costs a lot to raise organic potatoes. So they do charge a lot. So, just a heads up, you know, don't think you're going to stock up on potatoes if that can't be part of your budget.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it is worth it to get organic potatoes because conventional ones do carry, a lot of pesticides. So, In our show notes, I'll try and post up to, you know, they have
the list.
You can
they
find
this.
Yeah, you can find it online, but some foods are more apt to carry pesticides if they're grown conventionally.
Like strawberries.
Right, nectarine.
And grapes
nectarines and celery are notorious for
if it's conventionally grown, it probably has pesticides on it.
Yeah.
So if at all possible, you would want to buy and prioritize those mm-hmm. being organic in your budget,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
as opposed to maybe like bananas. Bananas, right. like for us, if it's not part of, if we can't fit it into our budget, we'll get conventional bananas because there's, you know, there's that skin over it and it's less apt to have pesticides.
And then bananas are a whole other story.
Yeah.
There's like a, I don't know, maybe whether a myth about bananas, but it could be true. But anyways, we'll talk about that another show.
So anyway, but yeah, all that about potatoes. Okay. Yeah.
Another staple that you might want to have on hand would be whole wheat tortillas. Mm. And Ezekiel also makes a whole wheat tortilla as well. Mm. So anyways, that covers kind of like your basic starch.
Grains and carbs.
Yeah. So you have that on hand. Okay. No one's going to starve here. Then now we move on to the next category. Now, if you are not a person who likes to prepare food, or you just feel like, oh, there's not enough time and you're doing the drive-through all the time, then maybe don't jump to fresh veggies at this point. Because when you buy the fresh veggies, then you're going to have to wash it. You're going to have to assemble and prepare your meal in a way that might feel like too much to do.
Trouble.
And, you know, yeah. So it's always good to have, whether you are that person or not, it's always good to have some frozen veggies on hand.
So
and easy. Have a nice variety and stock up. And now, believe me, those are not expensive. Okay, you can just stock up on some frozen spinach, frozen mixed veggies, frozen broccoli, frozen corn. I mean, just have all of that. The possibilities are endless, really. And if you find, actually, if you're choosing between canned and frozen veggies, choose the frozen.
Mm.
Because frozen veggies are frozen at the time that they are picked. And so they have more nutrients. The nutrients are more preserved than when they are cooked down and put in a can. And also there's issues with the chemicals that certain cans have, but we're just starting where we can start. So anyways, so that covers some of your veggies. As far as fresh veggies, for those of you who want to have fresh veggies on hand, which we highly recommend, go for the bags of salad. If you are always in a hurry and you need more convenience, go for the pre-washed bags of salad. If you have a Trader Joe's near you, they are inexpensive. They're $1.99.
At Trader Joe's.
At
other supermarkets? I'm like,
don't
whoa,
buy it at other supermarkets.
They're trying to rip you a new one.
They're like $3.89
yeah,
for like the same
crazy.
Thing. As, so
do
it's
not
really,
buy it there.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. But what
is good
suggestion?
Like for me, I like just those bags, not of salad greens, but mm-hmm. of like broccoli, cauliflower, carrots,
yeah.
that those kinds of greens, mm-hmm. like sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can just grab it
right.
with my and crunch.
Yeah.
You know, I think those are cheaper.
Good to have on hand.
So,
yeah. And then also another good thing is if you're not going to buy the pre-washed salad bag, when you do buy your produce, so you have, you know, several heads of lettuce and whatnot, when you come home, or pick one day a week that you're going to go through your produce and wash everything, make sure you dry everything well, and put them in Ziplocs and have them ready to go.
So you're like, you're making your own pre-washed.
Yes. And just set time aside when you're not starving, you know, like on a Sunday night, and start preparing your week's worth of salads. So those are good fresh salad things to have on hand. And it's also good to have fresh garlic and onion on hand as well.
Mm.
Okay. And again, if you are not a like cook at home type of person, then have in your spice cabinet, buy some onion powder and garlic granules to have on hand, because those really will flavor up a
like
dish.
Just pasta and just
okay.
put that on frozen veggies
yeah.
with a little like olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, man. I mean, not when the veggies are frozen, but yeah, it's good.
And invest in sea salt versus just the Morton's iodized table salt, because trust me, you will taste the difference, mm-hmm. right?
Oh yeah, totally.
You can totally
and
taste
also
different.
With the pepper.
With the pepper too.
Like black pepper.
Buy the fresh ground where you're actually, they sell now. The peppercorns come in a grinder.
and you can just grind it yourself, it makes such a huge difference. Totally. It's going to feel so luxurious. So those are some good basic spices to have on hand. And there also is a line, if you're watching your salt intake, there is a line of very creative different flavorings that you can buy that are salt free. Mm-hmm. And they have like steak seasoning, which has all the different spices that
it's good.
People put on their steaks.
Yeah. And you can just put it on
Italian seasonings.
Yeah, and you can
on your
just
pasta
tossed with olive oil and mm-hmm. and heated up veggies.
Yeah,
and it's good.
It's really good. But anyways, okay.
Or butter and veggies.
Mm. Yeah, butter and veggies. So now we move on to canned goods. Okay, as much as possible, stay away from buying canned goods if you can. The exceptions that I would say right now. And again, everything we're saying, just do what feels right to you. We're not like saying, oh, you have to do this in order to succeed. But try and stay away from a lot of buying too many canned goods. Again, the exceptions would be your canned tomatoes, your canned crushed tomatoes, your stewed tomatoes. The reason being is a lot of cooked tomato has more usable lycopene in it that helps, it's an antioxidant that really helps your skin and helps prevent skin cancer versus a fresh tomato, okay? So you might want to keep canned tomato in your diet, or better yet, if you can find a glass jarred tomato, better yet.
Ooh, fancy.
And then the other exception would be canned beans, okay?
We use that.
Yeah. If you're looking for a really good canned bean where the can is not toxic and not leaching chemicals in your food, look for a brand called Eden. They don't have that chemical that leaches from the can. So, and they have every kind of bean you can imagine.
And you know what we found that's helped us to eat more salads is that we'll add beans into our salads. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of beefs it up.
Gives it more body.
Yeah, it makes you feel more like there's more heft to it.
Yes,
so
yes,
you get more sense of satisfaction, like, I ate.
Yes. And then some other things, kind of more like in the, just to doctor up, a little doctor up section, would be to have some soy sauce on hand.
Mm-hmm. This is a good list here that we're going into.
Yeah.
This is a list of seasonings.
This is like the luxury list.
And really savory stuff that you can just add to your dishes that you may not have done so before.
Yeah.
But we didn't used to when we were eating meat and stuff, right? Because what provided the flavor?
Spam. All the meat. All
spam
the meat
provided the flavor. Well, all the oil and the salt that was in the meat. But once we stopped eating meat, then we went to these other items that we're going to go over to provide lots of yummy flavor.
And you'd be surprised. Like a lot of times it might not be the meat you're craving. Like it might not be teriyaki steak that you're craving. It might be really the teriyaki sauce.
Totally.
So if that's the case, well, you make your teriyaki sauce and you bake a portobello mushroom in teriyaki sauce.
Brilliant.
Eat it over rice. There we go. So you'd be surprised at how our taste buds can kind of trick us. Mm-hmm. So anyways, here's the list. Soy sauce. Okay. For people who want raw soy sauce, you would look for a brand called Nama Shoyu. Raw honey. Okay. Raw honey has more nutrients and it's a lot easier to find than you would imagine. Balsamic vinegar. Okay. A really good extra virgin olive oil.
That's kind of like the carrier, right? For making your sauces.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have the oil and then you add in
a dash of balsamic, you know, because balsamic is very, very tasty. And then here's just some jars of goodness that you can have on hand because they will just, your mouth is going to water. Okay, here we go. Sun-dried tomatoes, and we're not talking about the sun-dried tomatoes that are found in a package on the aisle.
No.
We're talking about jarred sun-dried tomatoes that are soaking in spices and olive oil.
So it's like,
so good.
Yeah,
so
it's
good.
Juicy. It's dripping with olive oil. It's super tasty.
Mm-hmm. Olives.
I love olives.
Now, you can buy, there's so many different kinds of olives. I don't like olives, but Toast loves olives. And you can find so many different kinds of olives out there.
Sometimes I would just even have it as a little snack.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you can add that to salads.
Add that to salad.
It really adds a little kick to your salad.
Jalapenos. And you can also buy what's called tame jalapenos, which gives you that crunch and taste of jalapenos without like firing your mouth up
without
so much.
Flaming your face off.
Right. And capers. Capers are really excellent with lemon, olive oil, and some fresh cracked pepper. So there's lots of options, but those are some things. And, you know, they may seem pricey. Some of them may seem pricey. But you know what? You're not going to eat that in like 1 week.
Right, right.
You're just going to have it on hand for the moment.
That's the thing with the sun-dried tomatoes and the olives and the jalapenos. It's like those are just like seasonings, you know. Just sprinkle just a little
because
on your
like,
salad.
For instance, if you are craving maybe like your traditional type of spaghetti with all kinds of cheese on it and your enriched white pasta. Okay, well, if you're craving that and you're at home and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to order takeout from that Italian place down the street and you're just dying. Well, go to your cupboard, find your whole wheat pasta that you made sure to have on hand. Make that pasta, toss it in some olive oil and maybe some sea salt and maybe some Italian seasonings that you found. Toss it in that. Cut some fresh tomato if you have that on hand. And then add several tablespoons of some sun-dried tomatoes. Toss that in there. If you have fresh basil, you might not because you wouldn't be prepared. But if you do, add some fresh basil
and
to
a garlic
it.
And onion. They could just...
Garlic and onion. You can even do
just
that.
Just the garlic. No need the onion.
And toss it. And you're going to be really surprised because that's such a fresh-tasting kind of a pasta. Versus the more comfort food pasta that we're all so used to, which is also very yummy. And there's other ways
yeah,
you
we
can
like
make
that.
But it's just, we're just trying to show you that there's, with staples on hand, the possibilities are really endless.
You can address emergencies.
Yes. And then just some other things that might be good to have on hand would be, since we're talking about purely vegetarian and not vegan, if you do eat eggs, have eggs on hand. Okay. Nuts are an excellent thing to have on hand. If you can find raw nuts, those are the best because they have so many good nutrients in there for you. Yes, they're fatty, but they have good nutrients. And if you eat walnuts, they have such, walnuts are such a great source of omega-3s for your brain.
That's right. We add nuts to our salads too.
Nuts
to provide
are a good
that
thing to have
density,
salad.
Right? If you're like, hi, I always have chicken with my, you know, salad. Put some nuts in there.
Yeah, it's good
stuff. Cashews.
Another thing to do is to have, for some people, they might want some tofu on hand.
Okay? That's right. Tofu. Let's cover tofu.
And then before we totally go into tofu right now, I know that, you know, someone, I forget, but someone wanted to hear about soy, but if it was bad about soy, they didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But,
I think that was Diane.
So, you know, basically too much of anything is not good, but, we found out that soy is very high mucus causing for the body. And
not,
this is
not the mucus in your nose,
not the mucus in your nose. So you're not going to go like, oh, I feel stuffed up. It's core mucus in the body that we're unaware of until maybe our immune system is compromised. And now this is for people who regularly have soy. So for me, I was having a lot of soy milk because I drink coffee. And so I was having my regular dose of soy all the time. And again, mind you, I wasn't having the bad soy, you know. The genetically modified soy. I was having one that wasn't GM.
Organic soy.
Yeah, organic soy and all that kind of stuff. But I kept getting sick. I found when I switched, I didn't get sick as often as sick. So anyway, so there are some things with soy. But, you know, again, this is if you're always eating it. Always, always eating it. It also has a lot of estrogen. So you have to, you just have to weigh all of it. Everything, again, in balance. So, okay, so tofu comes in all different kinds of textures.
Yeah. We just wanted to talk about all the different types of tofu, because they do make, you know, anything from your soft to your firm to your extra firm.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to use it for like a stir fry, then you'd want to get your extra firm.
Yes.
Right? Because it needs to hold up
right.
under your spatula or your tongs yeah. as you're making your dish.
Yeah.
If you're going to use the tofu to form patties made with bean sprouts or something like that, that's probably when you would get the softer kind, because you're going to mash it up, you know, right. and mm-hmm. make something else out of it. So just to be aware that
texture matters.
Yeah.
It'll that, help that, you. That it'll help you
that
out.
There are different kinds available. Yeah. So that's mm-hmm. not just, oh, yeah, I'll just replace all my meat with tofu.
Right.
You know,
if you want like, to do a dessert with tofu, which may sound crazy, but let me tell you, it's really good, like a chocolate pie, and you're going to use tofu in there.
Mm-hmm.
You would use the very soft tofu, mm-hmm. okay, because you're going to blend it. If you're doing your fake cream sauces, you're going to use your soft tofu, okay? If you're going to do maybe fry up a slice of tofu dipped in panko, which is like breadcrumbs, and eat it like katsu, you're going to use extra firm tofu. So there's all kinds of things to consider.
Sprouts, that's another thing that's we've really been
sprouts
enjoying.
Sprouts are awesome.
Okay,
people.
And my next big thing that I want to try and learn and try and get into the habit of doing is to like start sprouting our own seeds at home so that
mm-hmm.
we can have
another thing project. Is you know where the costs really start to skyrocket is when you're buying all those fake meats that have all the yummy flavorings of like your old meat lifestyle. So that's when it gets so expensive, because you'll spend like $4 for four little small Jimmy Dean-like sausage patties. And so it gets crazy. So you really, for those of you going for it and you just want to be vegetarian and you're just going for it, these items are really... transitional.
That's where they get you.
Yeah, that's it's transitional.
That's the creepy, scary versions of soy.
Yeah. So just remember, like, go ahead and use it, but make sure it's transitional. And instead of eating maybe like, you know, your eggs and then maybe the little patties, the fake sausage patties, you know, you're going to eat that and it's going to be all gone. Consider breaking up the little meat and putting it maybe inside of like a potato dish, you know, to just kind of spread it out a little bit.
Yeah.
But,
and another little side benefit, and it's actually kind of big, it's not little, but a side effect of eating less meats is that cleanup in your kitchen is so much pleasanter. And faster and easier, because you don't have all the meat oil, you know?
And the creepy cutting board.
But yeah, we found that's really been nice.
Okay, so that was a lot of information, huh?
That's what we can offer from our experience anyways.
But again, you know, just as like a starter, I guess a place to start if you're eating less meat, that's all we're talking about. Just the meat. We're not talking about going vegan right now, which is a lot more challenging, you know. So there are still so many options for just the purely vegetarian path. There are so many options. And so, for instance, if you're craving Asian food, you know, that might mean a stir fry.
With sesame oil.
Sesame oil.
Cashews.
Tofu from your fridge. Some frozen veggies. And, spice it up with some of your spices and all that kind of stuff. It might mean fried rice. Use leftover rice from the night before. Use the frozen veggies that have, like, the peas and the corn and the carrot.
Put little scrambled eggs in there.
Put some egg in there, because, again, we're not talking vegan for most people right now. Again, if you're still craving Asian, sushi with avocado. A little more challenging if you're making it yourself. But if you're going out to a sushi bar, they will make it for you.
Oh, totally.
Just ask them, you know, or say, oh, I want the, you know, the California roll, but without the crab in there. So those are some suggestions. If you're craving Mexican food, it might be a nice pot of chili. It might be your whole wheat tortillas with lettuce, tomatoes in there, some jar salsa, or you can cut up some fresh salsa for yourself with cilantro and onion.
That's something we forgot in our list of good little
jar salsa.
Yeah, jarred stuff to have on the side, along with sun-dried tomatoes and olives and jalapenos salsa, man. We just put a little dollop in your salads and stuff. It's
but
good.
That's if, I mean, nothing beats fresh salsa.
Oh, of
but
course,
if you have the jar stuff, that's for the emergencies.
Yeah.
You know, you get home, you don't want to cook, whatever. Okay. Then if you're craving Italian, again, it's endless with pasta. It's endless, okay? It's just endless. You can even do some garlic bread with your Ezekiel bread. And again, if we're not talking vegan, you can have butter. Okay. If you're craving Greek, what is that? Feta cheese and olives and, you know, maybe some hummus and
falafel.
Pita, falafel. Mm. Mm. So there are so many options, really. And think about a good place to start is to think about what you can eat instead of I can't eat this.
And all the things that you can explore, like all the, try, you know, mix up your veggies, right? Like incorporate, hey, try some asparagus.
Hey, Anne.
Try some Brussels sprouts.
Some of you longtime listeners may remember the time we talked about a simple tomato sandwich. So, hello. Have a simple tomato sandwich. Mm. Yummy.
All right. Whew, lots of talking about food, food, food.
All right.
So thank you for listening to us just talk on and on about food. And, you know, the main thing I think, though, to take away is that any little thing is better
than nothing.
Than no changes at all, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't let anything overwhelm you.
Yeah.
And paralyze you into just not taking any action.
Yeah. Just little thing. Because it helps everything.
It does.
You know, whether you are helping the environment or your health or whatever, it's all good. Or the animals. Okay.
The animals.
So have a great week. Enjoy the springtime for the Northern Hemisphere people.
Have a great week. And don't forget, this is the last week to enter the contest for the amazing couch guitar strap. That is just so totally cool. I love it.
All right. And a shout out to all the Southern Hemisphere listeners. To happy fall. Okay.
You're really like stuck on that, yeah? You always talk about that.
Well, I'm trying
That's really kind of cute. But I'm I don't think we've ever been contacted by any of the other hemisphere listeners.
Well, Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bernadette. Yeah. Where's Bernadette?
She's out there.
Hey,
she's
out
there. You say a good prayer for her.
Contacted us on Facebook.
Who?
Susanna
Jordan.
Yeah. From Kauai.
Oh, wow.
With her kitty who does crime scene.
Cool. Mm. That's so cool.
It's amazing what we remember. We forget a lot of things, but we remember a lot of things too. It's amazing.
Right.
Okay. Oh, and then here. Okay. So we had several listeners saying, we can find your McKenna page on Facebook, but we can't find your personal page. And I actually posted something saying, search for this, but they said, oh, we did, and I can't find it. And I don't know if it's because they put a space or what. Okay, if you're looking for our personal page, it is, okay, Sienna Toast, no space, just acting like one name, Sienna Toast, Lee-Tajiri.
And Sienna is spelled with one N.
One N.
That might be missing you.
Okay. So,
I got to put up links to all of our
stuff.
That's
how you can find us.
I'm trying to work on our website so we can have links to all of these things.
Because, you know, when you do, because I think it was it Heather? I think one of our listeners, Heather, said she couldn't find us and I gave her suggestions. Okay, you know, find us this way. And she said she still couldn't find it, but I couldn't. Heather, you're so private. I couldn't even click on you to invite you to be a friend. So Heather, try that.
Okay.
Everybody else I could click on and then just say add them as a friend. So anyways, whatever.
All right.
Just that.
Those are little
helping
Facebook
people
corner.
Out.
Okay.
And do you all think we should Twitter? Should we tweet on Twitter? What do y'all think? We were thinking yes, and then we were thinking no.
And oh yeah, thank you for all of your input and your suggestions about, you know, like how to expand the site and what you want in it and stuff. I'm working on it. We're working on it.
Yeah, it gets so hectic for us during the fall. I mean, it's not fall. During the spring.
I messed you up, yeah, with the hemispheres.
During the spring and summer months, things get really busy. So,
but we're kind of putting on the brakes.
We're working on some things.
We're putting on the brakes. All right.
Well, that's what we're saying, but why is it so busy? Because we didn't put the brakes on too well. Whip it.
Whip it good.
Bye.
Bye.